Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Four-man rush. Mahomes unloads downfield and tipped and intercepted. Azeez Al-Shaair has it off the deflection. Another pick, third of the game for Houston. Wow! Kelce could not hang on. Azeez got it. Hot potato pick. And the Texans have the ball in Chiefs territory again.
That's right. Wow, indeed. And for the fifth straight day after a game, it is a victory reaction Monday, man, in the great city of Houston, ladies and gentlemen. How does it feel?
Man, it feels incredible. Let's not dilly-dally around. Let's not parse.
All right, so let me set things up. Yeah. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Get right to the bleep.
Victory Reaction Monday. Mm-hmm. We will get right to the bleep, but I do always want to appreciate you getting involved because we love it. We love the conversation, and on a day like today, this is what it needs to be. 8-5 Houston Texans football team. Get involved. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciate you to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live streams. On YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, the Twitch chat is 610 Houston. John Lopez, this is a Texans team that is 8-5. They have won five games in a row, starting with three games won by the by their backup quarterback. I think that the chance to, like, the percent chance on the athletic playoff simulator that we've kind of made into a pseudo Bible of our own of late was dipped into, what was it, like the 20s?
Yeah.
At one point. They now get this after winning this game in Arrowhead 20-10, which has happened many times. It's not anywhere near a score gone, just in case you were checking. 92% chance of making the playoffs, these Houston Texans. Can you think back to the various twists and turns, the near misses that got them here, having to scrape it out against the Jacksonville Jaguars, just barely by field goal beating the Tennessee Titans? Getting themselves to this place. There's a number of other instances where you can have that. Mm-hmm. And now this Texans team not only controls their own destiny for the playoffs, they've got a good shot of winning the AFC South again. And they look like the scariest mofos headed into the playoffs of anybody on at least this side of the bracket and maybe all the way around the NFL.
Yeah, you know why they do? Because they are. You know, you always hear this term, this phrase, well, you can throw the records out. Yeah, Texans are 8-5. Yeah, they're number 7 seeded in the playoffs. By the way, they are seeded 7th in the playoffs right now. You can throw all that out the window. Forget the numbers. Forget, all due respect, Reggie, forget the percent chances, the win probabilities, the playoff.
I will never forget the percent chances.
The playoff. Seriously.
How dare you?
Seriously, forget all that. This is a scary, scary team that can do anything out there. And that was a monumental win. Not just because of what, but because of who. And that, to me, was my biggest takeaway. We saw the end of something last night. Yeah, I know there's going to be Chiefs fans and there's going to be people saying, oh, but Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes can get back to the mountaintop. There's no question about that. But that team, as we know it, is done.
Not this year.
The team, as we know it, is done. Travis Kelce was seeing ghosts. You just heard the hot potato thing. The receivers were seeing ghosts. They were getting their cleats knocked off.
At home,
in prime time against the Chiefs in that environment. that was the end of Andy Reid got shook, and we're going to get into that a little bit when we talk about the defense. That was the end of the Chiefs as we know it. I'm not saying they're never going to get back to the top. That was the end of something. You know what else it was? It was the beginning of something.
Ooh, okay. I want to do both of these things simultaneously, and I know where my feet are. I'm in Houston, Texas, the home of the Texans. Shout out to Slim Thug and so on and so forth. I'm kind of enamored. The scab is there to pick. Do we need to do the KC funeral?
No. It's part of the Texan story, but this is a Texan story.
Okay.
All I'm doing is framing it. You know, that was the end. It was theater. It was dramatic. It was drama. The empire has fallen. The empire has fallen in Kansas City. That's part of the story for me of what the Texans are building. I'm not going to say empire. It's way too early for that. But I thought we saw very, very clearly this is a team, the Texans, that is to be reckoned with this season and moving forward. That's why I say, you know, the whole throw the records out. I know what I'm looking at. You know?
Okay.
I think the league know what they looking at, too.
Yeah,
I will save the KC funeral for later. I do have the KC funeral on deck. I want to let you know
that. That is part of it.
But you said this was the end of something, and it was the beginning of something. And I would like you, if you could so please, extrapolate and expand on that. Because I see you on the text line, 408. Why are y'all getting so excited? The Texans have been here before all of this, only to be knocked out of the playoffs. That is a question that can be asked.
But this one feels different, though.
Okay, go ahead. This ain't yours.
Yeah, remember when Bill O'Brien led Houston Texans won, what was it, like 8 games in a row or 9 games in a row?
Yeah, they started 0-3 like this team.
Yeah. We didn't feel like this. Mm-hmm. I think, to be fair, I think all of us were sitting here like, yeah, it's cool, but we had like a lot of questions.
Did you feel like this?
No,
I didn't.
You talking about that last time?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I didn't. And
we knew it was kind of fool's gold.
Yes, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. The Texans are the shoe.
that drops upon other people.
And they'll stick it right up here. You know what? And here's where I want to go with the Texans. You know, I said the empire has fallen. I don't care what anybody says. It has. They could still rework things and bring in some players.
You keep wanting. I got the KC funeral.
No. What I'm saying, though, is let's get to the Texans, though.
Yeah.
Yes, C.J. Stroud had an awful third quarter. Undeniable.
Well, you say C.J. Stroud. I think that the offense.
Well, the offense did.
Like, yeah. I would put that more squarely on Nick Haley when it comes to that. But, yeah, the entirety of the offense had a rough third quarter.
But ultimately, C.J. Stroud made Patrick Mahomes plays. This defense made Chiefs plays. This team, even though some early, you know, mistakes here and there and bad moments and unforced errors and all that, they got Chiefs breaks and calls ultimately. This is a team that let's just say it. This looked like the first hints of the torch passing. I really believe this. And
the torch passing.
Yeah, that's the thing that caught my attention where I was like, that feels like a coronation that you're doing of the Texans in this moment.
I'm not putting a coronation. I'm not putting a crown on them. But what I am saying is this. You guys know I've seen this squad and other Houston professional football squads a lot.
You have?
I haven't felt.
17 years on the radio.
17 years on the radio.
How many years?
No, going on 19 years on the radio.
My bad. I didn't mean to short you a couple. 19 years on the radio.
17 at the Chronicle.
Okay.
That's cute.
And then obviously an Oilers fan from way back when. I have never felt as confident about a football team as I feel about this one. You can talk about House of Pain and Warren Moon and my buddy Dan Pastorini and all
that. Put that my buddy
and all that stuff because he's probably listening.
Hi, Dan.
And all that stuff. You can put that all out there. I have never felt this good about a squad in this city.
You know what's funny? Because there are no Pender notes, but my Reggie notes, I actually did pretty well for what I thought on a Sunday night football I'd be able to do. At one point, I wrote down, and it was as the fourth quarter was turning over, I was kind of amazed that there has not been a point to this point in the season where I felt more comfort in the idea that D'Amico Ryan's message of it's about how you finish was going to demonstrate itself.
Yeah.
Headed into the fourth quarter, this defense made it abundantly clear, Like, even with the offense, coming off of a third quarter where the offense was abysmal, I'm willing to use a word that harsh. That was an ugly, ugly third quarter that we will talk more about for this offense. But I was like, yeah, and even still, you're looking at a game where, yeah, this defense is not going to let anything happen, and the offense will find something to finish. What is the something? Apparently it's 3 yards and a cloud of gosh darn dust.
Yeah.
But it is something. And I think that filters into what you're talking about of, like, it might not even be definitely not the most explosive offense, or like it might not be this or that compared to teams of yesteryear. But the idea that when that moment comes, I feel entirely comfortable in what this team is going to deliver in that moment. I think that speaks volumes for what this team is.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here figuring saying, oh, the torch has been passed.
It sounded like that for a second, honest.
I am saying this. The Empire is done. That part. As far as the Texans.
This is for the first time in 9 seasons, I believe, they will not win the AFC South or AFC West.
Yeah.
That is wild.
But I am saying this. I think there's going to be a day, maybe in a few weeks, maybe in a year or two, where we look back at this game and we point to it and we say, that's when it started to change. That right there. You can talk about, and 3 weeks ago I was talking about, hey, this defense, you can win against anybody. And I believed it then. And I certainly believe it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But now,
I have a friend that tapped in from out of town that was like, is your co-host saying that they're going to be a Super Bowl team? And buddy, you have looked, you have just never wrong just early, right?
Never wrong just early. But so what I am saying is, like, because of this game, this was not a normal win. This, I don't care what anybody says. This was not a normal win given the circumstances that we just laid out. This defense, my goodness, of course, we're going to talk about that. But the biggest tell of the night was the Texans made Chiefs plays on both sides of the ball.
Dude, you used a phrase that is very similar to a phrase that I got from a friend who is also, funny enough, a writer. So it makes sense that your writer brain took you to this place. somewhere in the second quarter, I got a text that said, man, CJ is making plays that are downright Mahomesian.
Yeah.
And he absolutely was, right? Not to go back and rehash conversations that were had way too much and that in that organization never had any level of roots. But Davis Mills isn't making some of the plays that CJ making plays off off schedule was fantastic in this game. This was a very
throwing
good game.
Throwing across his body.
Dude.
You know, weaving it between two defenders.
Was that a 53-yard pass where he's rolling to his right, throwing back across his body and, you know, having just an innate connection with the Nico Collins coming back to the football and making a huge play in that moment that was absolutely necessary? CJ was fantastic.
But also another Mahomes play is not just knowing when to do that, but knowing just when to throw it at the feet of someone. He did that some too.
Yeah.
You know, he was sort of like, not just, I'm just going to hurl it up there and see what happens. It's like, no, I think I got a chance here. Oh, I don't have any chance? Throw it in the dirt.
Yeah, live to see another day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I'm kind of struggling with the feeling I'm having because this is, again, you know, the word that keeps coming back to me is monumental.
Oh, okay.
You know, paradigm shifting. It was that kind of game.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel really, really confident now that you see who's at the top and the teams that were at the top a couple years ago, you beat?
Yes. Lamar Jackson is not going to make the playoffs more than likely. Patrick Mahomes is not going to make the playoffs more than likely. You know,
Buffalo,
Josh Allen, you sacked him 8 times. At the top of the quarterbacks at the top of the standings are, all due respect, of course,
Bo Nix,
Drake May, Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, Think about the top three quarterbacks.
I think that's why I'm kind of, you know, I'm not there mm-hmm. with the Super Bowl stuff yet. I guess because I'm just nervous about it. Mm-hmm. But when you name those three quarterbacks that up top, I'm like, man, I think they could beat them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the reason why is we have to come back to it. And it feels like sometimes it's hard to stay in this place because it feels like, all right, what else is there to be said that has not been said? But good golly, this defense.
Man.
There are so many things to appreciate with this defense. They've gotten finer. And it's funny because one of the things that gave me that confidence in the fourth quarter when I'm like, oh, the defense is going to handle it. It's not like, well, we've seen all the things that you can do and now we can game plan for it. Mm-hmm. The Texans come in. They're like, you know what we're going to do. Yeah. We know what we're going to do. But we're going to be so damn good at it that you yeah. can't do anything about it. And it's funny because on top of that, you can see the instances where they're better. The interior defensive line was bellissimo, right? The way that it happened, because you could see Sheldon Rankins at times being very careful about, all right, I am very cognizant that this is a moment where we've gotten far upfield and this is probably where Patrick Mahomes tries to escape forward. And one of those plays late in the fourth quarter, I believe it was even Mario Edwards, who as Patrick Mahomes steps forward, steps back like, all right, mm-hmm. I'm disengaging because I know that this is a moment where it is now incumbent upon me to make a play. How about number four, Kamari Lassiter?
My goodness.
It was mentioned, I think, very briefly on the broadcast mm-hmm. by Tirico and Collinsworth. And boy, Collinsworth, man, you just can't help yourself, can you?
That guy needs to put a sock on the door.
Shoo! Right. He sounded dejected at one point.
He did.
Kamari Lassiter was dealing with a foot injury during this week. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation where we talked about the fact that I'm a little concerned with the speed element that this Chiefs team
well,
can't
Rashee
present.
Rice isn't anymore.
Yeah, man. Like I think Kamari might have gotten once, mm-hmm. and it's not like they helped him out. He's out here with something in his foot and already being giving up a little foot speed. I think we can acknowledge mm-hmm. to some receivers, and he is on it. He goes and gets an interception because he is in the right place, and mm-hmm. he is still every bit as physical. Like, that is fantastic play. You got three interceptions in this game. Your matchup zone shows up in the times when you need it. Big fourth down PBU by Derek Stingley running through the muck. Like, this was a fantastic showing, and that's talk less of Jalen Petrie being out here being the most destructive wrecking ball that is the nicest human being that you've ever met.
That's true. And you know the best tell, and I challenge you guys, and I challenge every single one of our listeners to tell me I'm wrong on this. I wanted the Texans defense to take the field. How often can you say that about your squad? Like, it's a close game. It's a one-score game.
Yeah.
And that's Patrick freaking Mahomes, who's done it a million times. And I was sitting there in the fourth quarter saying, I'm glad that I want to see this defense take the field. I want to see what they're going to do against this team.
Where does Patrick Mahomes rate all time as the quarterback that you want in that moment?
One, two, or three.
Like he's not falling off the podium.
Yeah, yeah.
And even still, that matchup.
And did y'all feel that way? I wanted him on the field.
This was the first time probably ever where I wasn't nervous that Patrick Mahomes had the ball.
Right.
Because usually I'm like, oh man, he about to march down the field and score.
Yeah.
But this is the first time where I'm like, I'm confident.
Bring it.
That was a long night for him, man.
And even in the context of this season, there's been times where, all right, defense on the field. Oof,
yeah.
Right. Oh, man, Tampa game. Oof,
yeah.
Right. Jacksonville. Oof. What is it, Bo Nix? Not today. Not against Patrick Mahomes in his house, right? Like, this was a performance where Patrick Mahomes, I got to pull up the stats again because there's a number of stats that illustrate to a great degree just how fascinating the last few weeks have been for this defense. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to Mahomes and Josh Allen combined, 38 of 67, 413 passing yards. That's two games with two of great quarterbacks. No touchdowns, six interceptions, right? Like six turnovers rather, five interceptions. And to have both of them in late moments go, yeah, no, we'll handle this up. We will stay in our. In fact, even better than the game versus the Bills, because the Bills were able to make a few plays and then you stopped them in the red zone. This one, it was like, nah, we're cutting the water off.
No, 100%. The Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen have a 44 quarterback rating against this squad. 44. Mm. I wanted to see him on the field, and that for all those people, yeah, but we've been here before.
Not like this.
Dude, you're preaching to the choir. I felt that every time. But I don't feel that
But
right
just
now.
Look at the field, though. Just look ahead of you. Like, the people that had, do you feel confident? You could probably, I know you lost to the Broncos, But do you feel confident if y'all, if we had to play the Broncos again, that you'll probably get this
exactly.
win?
Bo Nix, Drake May, and again, he deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah. Do you feel confident playing the Jags?
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
Although, this is a fun weekend to do it because Trevor Lawrence might have put up one of his best games
of his
career.
He did.
Yeah, they look like they rolling since that last loss to the Texans.
Hey, Josh Allen put up a great game before and after the Texans.
Houston made a cameo. No, Houston made a cameo in Liam Cohen's actual post-game press conference. That is the level of I don't know, fantastic play that you've gotten from this defense and from this team. And now, for yet another island game, another instance where you're on the major stage, the Texans deliver on prime time, the Texans deliver in the cold, the Texans deliver at night, the Texans deliver at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium in a way that literally no one else has in the Patrick Mahomes era. That's 10 points for the Chiefs, which is the lowest outcome or lowest point scoring total from a Chiefs team under the Mahomes era at home. Like, this is unequivocally an incredible win, and you deserve to celebrate it as such. Your 8-5 Texans that look like they are bounding their way into the playoffs. In fact, they are currently, for the first time this season, inside the boundaries of the playoff hopefuls. And what a time it is to be alive in the great city of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. This, like I said, this ain't like they getting all these wins but losing to the Chiefs or losing to the Bills or losing to the Ravens.
Yep.
Nah, you beat these teams, man, and right now you rolling.
281, most satisfying win as a Texans fan. Ooh, okay. 713-572-4610. Do you agree with that sentiment? I kind of want to think about that. I mentioned Liam Cohen, Trevor Lawrence. Those guys, they had quite a game themselves. Let's go around the AFC South to talk about some of the other things, because getting to the playoffs is one thing. Winning the AFC South, still in play. Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.